We'll hear from Peter Burling in just a couple of moments. We are through. The good news is we are through to face Oracle in the America's Cup on the water. Dana Johansson, how'd you like it?
Yeah, I can tell you the supporters chase boat, even though it was a comfortable victory for Team New Zealand, people were not feeling comfortable on board here, I guess. Everything has happened in this regatta, and so they weren't willing to sound the horn until Team New Zealand crossed the line, which they just did, and there's some ecstatic people on board.
How good did they sail? That's as good a race as we've seen. Is that fair?
Oh, absolutely. I think we knew that if they could get a race away in these conditions, Team New Zealand would be pretty hard to catch. We just needed the wind to hang in there around 7 to 9 knots, and it did that. And you'd say Team New Zealand had a major speed advantage over Artemis. I think they were going 3 to 4 knots faster upwind at one point. So yeah, a pretty impressive performance from Team New Zealand and a really good way to book their place in the America's Cup match.
And the race didn't count first time round early this morning, but we did win that start and we won this start as well. What's happened with the starts?
I think they actually did pretty well in the starts yesterday as well. It was just that they had the wrong foil configuration on, and so they were burnt to speed down that first reach. But actually, they won the start in a couple of those races. They just didn't get to the first mark first. So, yeah, I think Peter Burling's certainly grown with confidence. He's obviously gone back and reviewed the tapes and studied all the match racing books, and he seems to have a good handle on things. I guess the one thing in Burling's favour is that he's a very quick learner, he's a very smart guy, and you don't see him trailing very often.
As Coote said yesterday, he's an incredible talent and he looks like it as well. How much, Dana, is this about setup? They've set the boat up and in 10 knots we're unbeatable. If it's beyond that, we've got trouble against Oracle.
Yeah, I think it's more just finding a good mode of sailing with those boards. So they're constantly learning about the crossover ranges with those boards and where they're best pitched at and what angle they need to sail out. It's highly complicated and I don't understand most of it, to be honest. But certainly in light air, they look very, very strong. But even in that sort of 12 to 14 knot range, the moderate range, they look pretty sharp there as well. Oracle, we haven't seen a lot of against Team New Zealand, but they did look well matched for speed in both those races. It was just down to the errors at the start and then on at the top gate where it went wrong for Team New Zealand. So I think they're pretty comfortable with their speed against Oracle. It's just a case of getting it right around the course.
And isn't this the fascinating thing about the America's Cup? On any given day, you can come up with a perfectly plausible explanation as to why we should win or could win or could lose or should lose. It depends on wind, the setup, the luck of the day. Who knows what's going to happen?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And I think we all become overnight experts in foil selection and wing trimming and things like that. So everyone's got an opinion on how the boat should be set up. But yeah, obviously there's some really smart guys behind the scenes working on that and studying the playbook. So, yeah, I guess with sailing, it's all down to technology and weather as well. So it's not just about the human endeavour.
Fantastic, Dana. We'll stay in touch. Dana Johansson on the water in Bermuda. Here's Pete Burling.
We're obviously pretty excited to get a race away. It felt like it's the first day we've had the configuration spot on. And I think that showed during that race, you know, the boat was just going seriously fast and now we've got a good start, and it's just all the little things we've been working on all week, and we definitely feel like we're in great shape to take on Oracle now. Artemis has been an absolutely amazing opponent. They've really pushed us incredibly hard, and I think that's something that we'll definitely take forward going into that next round, is that, you know, we've had some really, really hard racing from an amazing team like Artemis, and it'll definitely put us in pretty good shape going into the Cup. You know, it was one step at a time, and we're really, really happy to, you know, be going back to the Cup match, and we feel like we can bring it home to New Zealand.
I think he's being polite. I don't know that Artemis were that good in the end, were they? They were good in the round robin. They looked good at times in the round robin. In this last race, they didn't look that good at all. They looked beaten. Jeez, I tell you what, there's some very, very despondent-looking faces on Artemis at the moment, but we're the winners, and that's what counts. So what we do with the boat this week is going to be fascinating. We'll talk to Peter Lester about that in Bermuda in just a couple of moments, because no racing between now and Sunday. Sunday's when the America's Cup proper begins.